Before we get into week two, everybody was jumping on me losing or winning, or we'll get into that. But guys, BetMGM, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code BURR. Doesn't get easier. Four letters and two of them are the same. B-U-R-R. And you'll get $200 free after placing your first $10 bet as long as Tom Brady completes a pass. Okay? I mean, they're just giving it to you.
They're giving you this money to jumpstart your season. Who does that?
Here's how it works. Download BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code BURR. Place your first $10 moneyline bet on the Bucks to win. You'll receive $200 in free bets as long as Tom Brady completes a pass, regardless of the outcome of your bet. Just make sure you use bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R, when you sign up. Here we go. Let's get into our week one recap. And again, here he is, the two-time Jimmy the Greek champion, gets out of the gate to an early lead. I loved, by the way, I want to apologize to everybody who came at me and said, Verzi, you told me bet the farm on Aaron Rodgers. You know what? Guilty. I'm not doing it anymore. Every time I say Aaron Rodgers is going to do, they got fucking blown out. All right, thank God. I lost the Ravens. I won the Steelers and my New York football.
Dude, the Ravens, I saw the first half of that, which, no, by the way, how great is it to see the fucking Raiders finally have a stadium worthy of what they've achieved, although they've kind of stunk for 40 years. But, like, you know, no, not for 40 years. They went to a Super Bowl, but, like, you know.
Yeah, no,
They played an old-ass Oakland Coliseum, and then they played an old-ass fucking Memorial Coliseum back to their old digs. I feel like they finally found love. You know, they got the perfect woman. They're out there in Vegas. It looked amazing. I still wish they were still in Oakland, personally. I still wish the Colts were in Baltimore.
Those fans came out, man. Those were Raider fans.
Oh, dude, they got a triangle now. They got fans coming from L.A., Oakland, and then all the lunatics in Las Vegas. Dude, I got to tell you something. Vegas. Those Vegas night fans are fucking insane. I'm guaranteed. Like, I don't think that they're going to get a baseball team because
I heard they were. I heard it's in the works.
Oh, jeez. How much hotter does it have to get, Paul, before we start building stadiums?
Yeah, I heard.
You know what are we doing? More natural raw fucking materials. What? For what?
Well, I don't know, but I don't
140
know
140 degrees out. Thank God they can close the roof and we can crank the AC and fill up another fucking ballpark with an artificial fucking atmosphere. Stupid. I'm against all of that shit, dude. I think that if you're not willing to sit outside in the elements, that includes basketball and hockey, I think they should play in the winter, Paul. I think at some point, some generation has to step up and pay the fucking check for what we've done to the environment. And you're just going to have to sit there and take it. And we're going to have to go back, dude, like caveman days, only living for about 30 years. Like in Ben Franklin's day, right? He was a caveman, wasn't he? He was a animal, I know that. Flying kites in the rain, drinking beer, banging broads. There's a guy. You want to talk about a guy that stayed at the party too long? Ben Franklin. Kept his hair long, still had that dumbass hat. It's like, they all know you're bald, Ben.
I'll give you all that, except you can't play basketball outside.
I'm fucking with you.
No, but listen.
I know. I mean, Jesus Christ, you can't outside. Even look at a star in the league. It's a foul. You're going to make him play outside?
They'll flop because of wind. Nobody hit him.
Bill, I just wish the Lakers could sign a couple more people. You know?
I'm just
worried, dude. I'm worried for them.
Yeah. Because four, you know, we talk about it all the time. It's like four Hall of Famers, but, you know.
Four Hall of Famers does not make a Lakers basketball team.
No.
It has to be five Hall of Famers from other people's teams. All right, let's get into the
Well, you went 2-2, Bill, and I went 1-3. So you're off.
Let's talk about the games here.
Tell you what, I had a good pick, though. You want to know my good pick was taking the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road, getting 6.5. That was I went your route on that one because you know
Jesus, you sound like a fucking political talk show host. You fucking read the tea leaf wrong. Take it.
No, I won it, I'm saying.
But I'm just saying, but you lost three.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm
you
saying.
You told everybody to bet the farm on Green Bay. Now we got to sit here watching you stroking your dick about the Pittsburgh thing. Paul.
Pittsburgh thing was my
pick. You went one for four.
No, I went one for three. One and three. One for four.
One for four, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One and three. One, yeah. One and three.
Am I talking shit about 2-2? You win some, you lose some?
You're 500.
I did what a housewife could do. I flipped the coin. And here you are stroking your dick about the Pittsburgh fucking Steelers, who were widely considered a favorite.
No, no. They weren't. They weren't considered a
in
favorite.
In the AFC, they are a favorite to go to the Super Bowl. Yes, they are.
I don't know about that. No. The favorite to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC is the Chiefs and the Bills.
And Pittsburgh.
Andrew, you got that? But you're right. I went 1-3. 1-3. I'll take my medicine. It's my
you're
only
not
win.
Taking your medicine. You were sitting there going, I got to tell you, I lost this, I lost that, and I lost that. But I got to tell you, that Pittsburgh, I was on point.
It's the only thing
well,
I got.
You're at the foul line. You hit 1 out of 4 shots. You going to sit there and talk shit about it?
It was a swish. It was a nice... It was a nice swish.
Oh, no. God, dude, it's a fucking disease. I made mistakes.
Yeah.
I bet with my heart in the New England Patriots, not knowing what they were. I got my hats off to the Miami Dolphins, they forced 3 fumbles. Giving them the credit, Paul. I'm not going to say we fumbled 3 times. They were good hits. They knocked the ball loose. We were in the red zone in the end. Probably would have kicked a field goal. I still would have lost. But if you scored a touchdown, maybe I could have won. But, like, they came up, Paul. They needed to make a play. They made a fucking play. And we lost. The Jets lost. And the Dolphins lost. I mean, sorry, the Bills lost, giving the Dolphins, after the first week, sole possession of first place. It's theirs to lose, Paul.
No, yeah. I mean, look, everybody's writing the Giants off because the Giants' performance was fucking abysmal. It was hard to watch. Saquon Barkley didn't do much. You could tell. I think I could tell. He usually likes to run on the outside and get the edge. He seemed like he wasn't doing that. Daniel Jones fumbled the ball again, scrambling because he didn't slide feet first. So I don't know. I don't know. All I know is this. You can't write a team off after week one. I always say it's week 5 is when you know who a team is. But the New York Giants look bad. They look bad. It was tough to watch. They should win that game at home with the moves they made. Teddy Bridgewater looked like fucking Joe Montana in the Super Bowl. I mean, it was our defensive backs looked horrible. It was really, dude, it was tough to watch, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, the game wasn't even over yet, and people are like, oh, just go to the Browns-Chiefs game. It's a better game. And, like, when you do that with your own team, week one, fucking brutal. I'm hoping something changes. Dude, they're talking about firing the offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett, already. I mean, you know, it's brutal. So,
all right. Done. I watched that KC Browns game.
Yeah.
The Browns were up big on them. KC came back, chopped them down in the second half, came back and won. Now, I actually think that that's good for the Browns. Because if they play the KC again, it's going to be in the playoffs. They've just lost to them twice. And you learn things in losses. And both times, they lost close games. I mean, the last time they played, they actually knocked Patrick Mahomes out of the fucking game. And they still couldn't make it happen. So this thing, Patrick Mahomes rested up first game of the year. I feel like they played on the full-on Chiefs, and they just, I don't know, they couldn't put him to bed. But I got to know, man. I don't know. They play him a third time, Paul. Here's my question, all right, is if they beat Kansas City in the playoffs, does Colin Cowherd finally give it up that he was wrong about Baker Mayfield? Because Baker Mayfield has got that team, like, that's one of my favorite little dramas in like sports writer versus athlete or whatever sports broadcaster. Because he has been doubling down, Paul, like the you answer, reminds me of you. Hey, but I got that Pittsburgh thing.
The answer is no, and here's why.
Think
the
so?
Answer. No, Colin Cowherd will only give Baker Mayfield credit if he wins a Super Bowl. Because Colin Cowherd, if Baker Mayfield goes to AFC Championship game and loses, he's going to say, but he couldn't get to the – a guy like Cowherd
– You don't think that he – because my thing is, like, this guy is already proven – who leads the Browns to the playoffs in 30-something? Nobody. You got to go back to fucking Bernie Kosar.
Yeah. Well,
Don Crickey on the mic.
I don't think Cowherd's got the makeup to give credit.
I think he does. That's the episode I want to see.
All right.
He sits there, lowers his desk, and says, Baker, you know what? I was wrong. Because I got to be honest with you, when he was trashing him, I thought it was fucked up that he was trashing him. But I'm also thinking, like, he's going to Cleveland. I mean, first round draft picks go to Cleveland to die. You go to Detroit to die. Matthew Stafford broke that curse, and he looked great with the Rams last week.
He looked, but like Baker's got like that Nick Chubb kid is good, and they got who else?
They got a great team. Chubb,
Nick Chubb.
It's Nate.
Themlis, what's his name?
It's Nick.
Fuck! You put money on that.
You doubled down like Cowherd. I still think it's Nate. No.
If I was Cowherd, I would say, I'm still right. Yeah, well, he plays like a Nate.
Baker Mayfield actually...
Not trashing Cowherd, by the way.
I used to think Baker Mayfield was might be too small, and he definitely proved that wrong, because he's not too small, and he's got a nice makeup, but... Can't you look at it a flip side, though? Can you look at it like the Chiefs were down big and then figured something out? So if they play them again, they won't get down like that again?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's still like the Browns have something to prove here. But, like, they made unbelievable strides last year. This is the first game of the year.
Yeah.
Okay? And I just feel like, you know, I think it's almost a good thing that they had him and they let him off the hook, because I think they're going to be mad at themselves. And I think that that's the kind of loss that a coach can really use as motivation.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I don't know, because, you know, they lost in the playoffs last year. But like I said, like, you know, Mahomes was out for part of that game. This was the game, like, he was in the whole game. Fresh from the offseason, and they still, you know, gave him a hell of a run. So I don't know. I got family out there from back in the day, so I am a Browns fan. So take that all with a grain of salt. Arizona won. I didn't see a second of that game. I watched some of the Seattle game. That was an easy win for me there. But fucking KC, man. They got down on one drive. I thought they were going to come down. You know, you're just sitting there looking like, you know, I have a chance to go 4-0. And then just two drives, it's like, fuck, I'm 2-2.
It sucks, because at 1:30 my time, I'm going, oh, dude, I'm going 3-1, 4-0. And then all of a sudden, halftime, and you're like, and then I'm going, the Giants, dude, the Giants are home. We're going to turn this around. I was actually like,
you are an optimist.
I am.
Dude, when we were at Penn State, and we were given 22 points to Ball State, and Penn State gets the ball. Well, before they Ball State goes 3-0. Penn State gets the ball, goes right down the field, scores 7-0. You're like, oh, it's over. Cash it in. It's a bloodbath. I'm like, Paul, there's a long fucking way to go. Let's do the fucking.
You know what? I got to pick first last week, so you got the first pick, Bill.
All right. Let me see if I like anything here.
There's a couple gimmies.
Ah, Jesus. Paul, how many times you got to get your ass kicked by fucking Vegas before you realize there's no such...
Guys, seriously, on this one, bet the farm. on this one. I sound
Paul
like...
Paul Verzi, who's never lived on a farm, has no idea how many acres he's giving away. I'll tell you what game I love.
Yeah.
Just that they're playing each other.
Yeah.
Is the Steelers versus the Raiders. What a rivalry that was, Paul, in the 1970s. I I came into it when both teams were old in the late 70s. But that from 74 to 77, it was one of the best rivalries. That Steelers and the Cowboys was incredible. All right, I like a couple of these games here.
What do you got? Which one?
I'm going to take. How do I know who's the home team here, Andrew?
Who's ever second?
Oh. Ah, Jesus Christ. You know what? I like the Bills. Given 3.5 in Miami. I think Miami was, when I saw them, I watched Miami a little bit. I watched the Jets a little bit. And obviously I saw the Patriots because they played Miami. And then I watched some of that Bills-Pittsburgh game. And I just thought the Bills, even in losing, looked like they were a lot deeper team.
I like that bet. I like that pick.
I don't say that about my bet, Paul. You fucking jinx.
All right, here we go. I'm going to take, man. Oof. You getting these right, Andrew? Oh, man. The Bengals and Bears is interesting to me. Hold on. I don't know if I'm going to go there yet.
I like that game too, Paul. Yeah. Who are you thinking? You telling me Joe Burrow's not going to come in there and light him up?
I'm thinking the Bengals, but
you think the Bears will shut him down?
I'm actually going to do a Patriots Jets bet.
Paul, one year, can you just say the Bengals? The Bengals was an all-girl group. The Bengals is the football team.
I'm taking the New York Jets getting 6 at home against the Patriots.
Bill froze.
I'm taking the New York.
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. I was trying to think why the fuck anybody would ever bet the New York fucking Jets.
Crazy.
That is so bizarre a fucking pick, Paul. As I'm still freezing? Who's freezing? Hello?
You're all right.
Am I back? Well, I was also not speaking because I was so shocked that anybody would ever put money on the Jets, especially in week 2. Paul, I got to tell you something, Paul. I like you to win it this year. The Jimmy the Greek. I'm going to tell you why. Because you're switching up your game here. This is like when all of a sudden Jordan started passing and Chuck Daly had to loosen his tie. Like, what's going on here? When does Paul Verzi ever take an underdog?
I know.
When does Paul Verzi bet on the Jets? I mean, that is such a, that is so like, fucking character.
I've never done it before.
Yeah, considering the Pats almost won last week, you got Belichick.
That is so out of your fucking wheelhouse that you do. I almost feel like you know something.
No, I just, you know, they're coming home, new quarterback.
Oh, I swear to God, if you know the fix is in and you got something, you got to fucking let me know.
I would never do that, man. I'm Sicilian. I wouldn't do that to a friend.
But whoever told you would tell you to keep your mouth shut and you would.
I wouldn't do that.
All right. I am going to take, I hate this because I'm going two favorites. I am going to bet against the Colts again. I'm dancing with who brung me, betting against the Colts in both weeks. I'm taking the Rams given 4. I hate that fucking number. Given 4.
All right.
I thought the Colts, I know you can't judge somebody after 1 week, but I just felt they got fucking trampled. Because, you know, Seattle has those weapons and they have a great coach, obviously, in Pete Carroll. Woo! Pete Carroll, right?
Sneaky Pete.
The fucking Rams have a great coach. They got a great quarterback. He's excited to be there. I feel like the Colts are in fucking limbo. They still haven't recovered for Andrew Luck leaving. I'm taking the fucking Rams, giving 4. By the way, Paul, how soon before you start shitting on the head coach of the Rams, whoever he is?
Sean McVay?
Yeah, before you start going, dude, he's like Brad Stevens. Enough with the big baba boob. You started shitting on Brad Stevens. It's the whole fucking league is, you know, it's turned into like two pylon teams. Nobody's winning it.
I don't know if I ever, I don't think it's fair to say I shit on Brad Stevens. I didn't shit on him. If
you absolutely shit on him. You disrespect him. You said he was overrated and you ignored the fact that during his time, the Golden State Warriors fucking bought Kevin Durant after they were already winning a championship.
Never called him. You could look. I never called him overrated. I said he's got to do. I said it's something needs to happen soon. I never called him underrated. I never shit on him.
That is such a fucking New York sports fan, East Coast sports fan. Something needs to happen soon. Or what, Paul? You're going to step in and show him how it's done?
Well, he's not even there anymore.
Yeah, he is.
But he's
still with the Celtics. He went upstairs, Paul. He's moving up like George Jefferson.
My second pick is going to be my farm pick. You ready for this
something
one?
Soon with your dumb fucking t-shirt and your chain hanging out? No, you better do something too. What,
well, you
Paul?
Said
you're not gonna fucking eat wings?
No, you said no. I don't eat wings. No, I'm not
talking about Brad Steen like he fucking works for you.
You said I said he was overrated. I never did. I never did.
Paul, I'm gonna throw a fucking drink in your face on my own laptop if you don't fucking.
Love that.
Listen, I'm just trying to buy time here because I don't know who's shot. I don't know who's not.
I am going to do something that is my theory. You know my theory, Bill. It's my homecoming theory. I am taking the Cleveland Browns laying 12.5 against the Texans because the Cleveland Browns are going to come home after that heartbreaker and they are going to shit on them, dude. This is going to be, listen to me right now. This is going to be like 34-15 game. Okay.
I love that you looked down. Why did you look down? Where did you just pull you? You're like, this is going to be a 34-15 game. You had to check the spread to make sure you'd still win. You're giving so many points.
12.5 points. I like the Cleveland Browns to come home and absolutely shit on them. That's my
pick. I'll tell you why I kind of like that bet and why I don't.
Well, it's less than two touchdowns. It's not like it's 20 points.
All right. Deshaun Watson isn't playing.
Right.
He's got the massage parlor shit going on, so he's not in the fucking game. They're reeling. Who do they have for quarterback? They won last week, didn't they?
We didn't take those games. I don't know if they. I don't even remember. They won.
Oh, Jesus, Paul. They
beat the Packers.
No,
the Saints did. The Saints murdered the Packers.
No. It was last week.
The Saints murdered the Packers for real.
Well, where's that Monday night game here? They're playing Monday night. Where's that Monday night game?
Jaguars. Texans beat the Jaguars 37-21.
Yeah.
They beat a rookie quarterback.
And the rookie quarterback got three touchdowns, first game in the NFL ever, and they were beating them bad. And then the Jaguars started to play decent. Texans are not going to go into Cleveland and win that game. But I think
But you're not betting the money line here. You're betting the spread. 12.5.
Love it.
Woo. Paul Verzi loves to predict a bloodbath.
That I do.
Paul, the day you take Vegas for a ton of money, you either got to get the gold bracelet or you got to get something to hang off your chain that says bloodbath. It's got to be in diamonds. I'm telling you, with your personality, if you moved out to Vegas – and your bloodbath pick of the week. You got to have the bloodbath pick of the week. Is this it? It's got to be the Cleveland Browns.
I called it the farm pick because I always say big, but the bloodbath of the week is the Cleveland Browns.
All right. You know, here's a game that just sort of jumped out at me for no fucking reason. You got the New Orleans Saints coming off kicking the shit out of the Green Bay Packers. By the way, what is the Packers spread? The Monday night game. I don't have it in front of me. You tell me Aaron Rodgers isn't going to come back with something to prove?
He is. And when I heard his press conference afterwards, he is.
-10.5. Lions are getting 10.5.
How did Jared Goff do with the Lions last week? Not good.
No bueno.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like double digit spreads. I'm staying away from that game. But here's my thing. The New Orleans Saints, all right, kicked the shit out of the Packers last week. They're going in with the Panthers. They got Sam Darnold. What's his name? They got the Jets castaway quarterback.
Oh, Sam Darnold, yes.
Sam Darnold, there it is. I love the Saints. I think they're fucking... I love their coach. I love their positional players. Who's that running back they got? Who's that guy?
Kamara. He's nasty.
Yes. Jameson's coming back.
Jameson looked good. The Saints defense looked good.
Yeah. And he had a decent run there with Tampa before Tom Brady came to town and then they shipped him out. I just think he's a way better quarterback than Sam Darnold. I think they have a better coach. I think they got better. I'm giving 3.5 in the fucking Panthers. Have I picked a dog yet? I'm not getting any points.
All right, dude.
I got the Bills. Who do I got? I got the Bills. I got the Saints. And who else did I run my yap about?
Rams.
The Rams. I'm taking all favorites, Paul. Paul, this is your year.
All right, guys, you ready? I'm taking the New York Football Giants, getting 3.5. Listen to me. Just hear me out. I heard you out. The Washington football team starting quarterback is out. Fitzpatrick is out. They got this guy Hinsky coming in. Okay.
I like that. I didn't know that. I like that.
Giants got humiliated in the New York press. Okay. Saquon had the look on his face. The coach looked mad. The defense got embarrassed by Teddy Bridgewater. The Giants are going into Washington. It's not across the country. It's not a far trip. It's a little hop, skip, and a jump. It's about an hour, 15-minute flight. Wheels up to wheels down. Okay, you're going to go in there pissed off, and I think they're going to go in there, although they do have Chase Young, a good defender. New York football Giants are going to get in 3.5. So I'm taking points. If it was minus 3.5, I wouldn't. Giving them 3.5, they could lose.
Oh, they're getting 3.5. I thought that they were favored.
No, they're getting 3.5 after an embarrassing thing, and they're going against a second-string quarterback. I'm taking my New York football Giants, not based on my heart, based on those facts.
All right, I'm shaking my head, and I put my hands on my head because you're betting with your heart, like I did on my Patriots last week. I wanted the Mac Jones era to kick off with the big fucking win. And I do, you know, something what I do like about it, Paul? I feel like division rivalry games are always close. They see each other twice a year, every fucking year. They know what they do. Washington just has a history of just letting their fan base down. Giants have a history of starting slow. But that year is over. That era, the Eli era of starting slow is over. I almost feel like I have to take a dog here. Tell you right, what the fuck are the Eagles only getting 3.5 at home? I thought that they stunk up the joint.
No, they did. Yeah, they did.
Jalen Hurts all right?
They won last week. They looked pretty good last week.
They did. Okay. Everybody was saying that they were going to suck. They were going to stick. All right. Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, Bill loves a dog. Make no mistake about that. Bill
loves. I love a dog, but I can't find one this week that I like. Oh, Paul, it's slim pickings now. It is slim pickings. I don't know anything about the Bears defense. I keep going back to that Bengals game.
You
I
love hate that.
That. Yeah. I hate that Browns-Houston game. You motherfucker. Bills, Dolphins. Andrew, you got to edit some of this out. Jeez, this is just turning into fucking two degenerates talking to their computer screen.
Yeah, there's only a couple of dead air.
Steelers in Pittsburgh giving 5.5. Why do I only like favorites this week?
I'm rubbing off on you.
No, you know, I just have two kids now and I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know why I like the Steelers at home giving 5.5. I you know what it is? I don't believe in the Raiders. I believe in John Gruden, though. So I don't think this is the Raiders that they were. But wait, they covered last week. What happened in the second half of that game, Paul? Who won, by the way? I only saw the first half.
The Raiders. The
Steelers?
Oh. The Raiders won?
The Raiders won. The Raiders won.
Yeah, the Raiders won.
Oh, I like the Steelers then.
Raiders look good.
I think the Raiders, they're going to make their fan base feel like they turned it around. They got John Gruden back. They got this shiny new place to play. They're going to be going all skippy, hopping all over to fucking Pittsburgh. And Ben Roethlisberger, the wily veteran, is going to come in. And Juju Smith and all of those fucking guys, their defense looked pretty good. Fuck it. I'm taking all favorites this week, Paul.
All right. So, Andrew, we have one left, right? I have one left. So what did I pick so far? I got the Giants. I got the Jets. Who else?
And the
Cleveland Browns.
Heavily favored Cleveland Browns, minus 12.
All right. So my fourth and final pick. Wow, dude, I took the Jets this year. I mean, my fourth and final pick.
Dude, I hate my picks. I'll tell you right now. You know when you some nights you play pool, you just can't see the angles? The fact that I'm just sitting here being like, yeah, I like that spread. They're gonna do that, and they're gonna do that, and they're gonna do it, and they're gonna do it is fucking so stupid. So stupid.
Did Bill pick the Packers or no?
No.
What's that game? 10?
That's 10. 10.5.
Division rival, man. I'm taking it. They're covering.
Give the me Lions the
Packers.
Cover. Yeah.
No. Packers
cover. All right.
Wait, Packers are favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm taking a lot of points this week. I'm taking Baker Mayfield's got to get cover 13, and Aaron Rodgers got to cover 11. So there you go. I got Jets, Giants, Packers, and the Cleveland Brownies. But Bill, you're off to a lead, so I got to get you.
I'm up by one game. I went 2-2. You win some, you lose some. This week, I didn't bet with my heart. I stayed away from the Patriots, but I just don't like that I only like the favorites this week. It just, to me, if you just like the favorites, that just says you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You watched ESPN for 5 seconds, looked at the scores. I'm going to have to be either to turn this ship in the right direction, Paul, because unlike you, you know, I'm not excited about my record the way you were. I'm not excited that I went 2-2 to get this ship going in the right direction, Paul, because right there, if you go 2-2, you still lose money with the VIG, you know?
Right.
So I don't know what you were skipping around about, Paul. I have no idea. Well, but I'll tell you right now, that shit ends today.
Well, neither of us did the unforgivable. Thank God.
Don't drag me into your bullshit.
I was close.
The unforgivable is 0-4. Oh, yeah. I got to either be not as good a father.
We should do, Bill, if one of us go, we got to keep the record of unforgivables for the year. So if I get two unforgivables and he gets two unforgivables, then it's a wash. But if one of us, it's almost like getting a birdie or eagle on a hole. You got to make a little mark on it. We got to know how many.
I think I went 4-0 twice and I went 0-4 once. You went 0-4 two, if not three times though. I kept telling you not to pick favorites. The exact thing that I'm doing this week. So I don't know. I'm it's early in the season.
All right, guys, BetMGM. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R. You'll get $200 free after placing your first $10 bet as long as Tom Brady completes a pass. It's as simple as that. Here's how it works. You download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code B-U-R-R, BURR. Place your first $10 bet on the money line for the Bucks to win. Okay. So if you place your first $10 money line bet on the Bucks to win, you'll receive $200 in free bets as long as Tom Brady completes a pass. Regardless of the outcome of your bet, just make sure you use promo code BURR, B-U-R-R, when you sign up. The disclaimer is right here. Hey guys, visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Arizona, Colorado, D.C., Iowa, Indianapolis, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming only. Excludes Michigan, disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly, guys. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Arizona, 1-800-522-4700. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, and Virginia, 1-800-270-7117. For a confidential help, Michigan, 1-800-GAMBLER. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, 1-800-BETS-OFF-IOWA. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789, Tennessee, or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Indiana, guys. There you go. Bet responsibly.